Day 31 of Father Michael Gately's book, 33 Days to Morning Glory, a do-it-yourself retreat in preparation for Marian consecration. We are preparing to consecrate our lives to Jesus Christ through His Mother, Our Lady. And on day 31, we're on page 112 of his book. Three words summarize what we learned from Blessed Mother Teresa: thirst, heart, and covenant. Let's ponder each one in turn. Our Lady was the first person to hear Jesus' cry, "I thirst," with St. John, and I'm sure Mary Magdalene, because Our Lady was there on Calvary. She knows how real, how deep is His longing for you and for the poor. Do we know? Do we feel as she? Ask her to teach. Her role is to bring you face to face as John and Magdalene, with the love in the heart of Jesus crucified. Before it was Our Lady pleading with Mother, now it's Mother in her name pleading with you. Listen to Jesus's thirst. Let us try to come in a special way, as close as the human heart can come, to the heart of Jesus, and try to understand as much as possible Jesus's terrible pain, caused to Him by our sins, and His thirst for our love. Thank God Our Lady was there to understand fully the thirst of Jesus for love. She must have straightaway said, "I satiate your thirst with my love and the suffering of my heart." So let us ask Our Lady to help us understand.
Well, in this first word, thirst, we had a great, Mary, that was beautiful, a great long quote directly from a letter that Mother Teresa wrote to her sisters. So those are Mother Teresa's exact words. And if any of you are doing the group retreat with the Father Gately DVD set, I can just hear his voice saying, "Listen to Jesus' thirst. Listen to Jesus' thirst." He really emphasizes that in one of the DVD teachings that he does. And I just love hearing that in my head, because when we are united with that thirst of Jesus, we can really see Him in others, in the poor. We had just a great experience just last night. A lot of families from our parish went down and fed the homeless at St. Vincent de Paul. And because I had heard that, I was really looking at each person there as a figure of Christ, and some of them were so dirty and so messed up, and you could just see in their eyes, you know, the years of trouble and probably alcohol and drug abuse in them, and yet it was because of doing this consecration, I felt like I kind of had some x-ray glasses, so to speak, you know, where I could really look deeper to the heart than I would have ever done in my life before.
Well, and even some of the children at first feeling a bit of fear, but actually, you know, I said, it's no different than any one of us. Some of these people, we don't know their story. They could have just lost a job and just didn't have the money to pay rent and or car payment. We have no idea what their stories are. And oftentimes, you know, you sit down and you just ask their name, and you start with their name, and they look, and you make eye contact, and you see the pupils of their eyes. And each and every one of them, I'm always amazed, and this always blows the kids away, how gracious and thankful they are. And I'm like, if I could only teach my children to say please and thank you, like they do, every single one of them.
And God bless you. Almost everyone, when I talked to them, I didn't really bring up God at all. I was just making conversation, and they, so many of them said, God bless you. And I think that's a beautiful piece of this part on Mother Teresa. Michelle, you work a lot up in Stockbridge with the Marian missionaries, and I know they have that charism of reaching the poor as well and seeing Christ in them.
Yeah, absolutely. This part of the reading just really made me think of a story I heard from one of the missionaries when he was in New York last weekend, and he met a woman, a homeless woman, who told him a story about a man that she saw in the subway station. And the man was walking with a box of pizza, and as he was walking through the subway station, there was another homeless man laying down. So the man with the pizza box had just kind of tossed the pizza box towards the homeless man. And the woman that was telling the story said that she went up to the man who threw the pizza box and told him, "It would have been better for you to throw that pizza away than to have thrown it at that man like he was a dog." And that was just such a powerful story, because people are not thirsting for water. They are thirsting for love. They are thirsting for God. And this Mother Teresa just really, really helps us to understand. And the way Father Gately puts it all together, I'm getting goosebumps right now just thinking about it, because it's so important that we don't think about serving those people, that we think about the fact that we are encountering Christ in them. And not only that, that we are being Christ to them. It's a two-way street of mercy. And I just love this part. So thanks for bringing that up, Julie, because that was where my mind was going anyhow.
Well, and I think we've talked about this before. The next retreat that Father Gately offers after this one on Marian consecration is called Consoling the Heart of Jesus, and it's about the Sacred Heart and divine mercy. But particularly, he goes into quite a bit of time in the book, that whole idea of Jesus' thirst from the cross and how we console Jesus, the head, mm-hmm. and also Jesus through his body. And I really hope and pray that we're able to do a podcast for that retreat as well. And I encourage anyone who is getting close to their consecration now to keep going and get those materials for Consoling the Heart of Jesus and go into the next retreat group, because so much of what we're just scratching the surface of now really gets unpacked in that next retreat.
And you know, a real neat thing to do to actually get the physicalness of thirst. One day I always carry my water bottle. I'm drinking, you know, all day long, and I actually forgot it. And I was gone for like 6 or 7 hours, and it's not like a water fountain wasn't around, but the parched feeling of, and it, as I was doing the consecration, and it happened to be the week that we were doing Mother Teresa,
of course.
I remembered physically just taking just that into what I was pondering, and just maybe try that, just solidarity, go without a little bit of water. It's at our fingertips at every moment, and feel the physicalness first of what thirst really means, and then you can dive deeper into the deepness of what Mother Teresa is trying to express.
That's very good, Mary Beth. Excellent way to put it into reality for us. Let's ponder the word thirst now as we pray a decade of the Rosary.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I thirst not for water, I thirst for belief, I thirst for your gaze to wash over me. I'm lonely and broken, I'm weary for seeking.
Our second word for today, the word is heart.
A key to Mother Teresa's understanding of consecration is heart, specifically the Immaculate Heart. Recall her two prayers to Mary, lend me your heart and keep me in your most pure heart. Also, recall the importance of our imitating Mary's pondering heart. Let's start with two prayers and then review Mary's heart-pondering attitude. The first is, lend me your heart. By this prayer, Mother Teresa was asking Our Lady to give her the love of her heart. In other words, she says, Mary, help me to love with the perfect love of your Immaculate Heart. Remember, Mother Teresa's passionate desire was to satiate the thirst of Jesus for love, and she wanted to do this in the best possible way. What better way to love Jesus than with the perfect, humble, immaculate heart of his mother? Here, Mother Teresa found the secret of living out her vocation to the full. Mary, lend me your immaculate heart. The second prayer is, keep me in your most pure heart. Or, stated more fully, one prays, Immaculate Heart of Mary, keep me in your most pure heart, so that I may please Jesus through you, in you, and with you. This part of Mother Teresa's consecration to Mary is the most profound. She's not only asking for Mary's heart to be in her, but for her to be in Mary's heart. So, this is a prayer to love Jesus through Mary, in Mary, and with Mary. This is something more than simply having Mary lend us her heart. To understand this and live it requires a loving dependence and profound union with Mary. This is expressed more fully in the next section, which is the word covenant. The third part here is pondering heart. Mother Teresa developed an attitude of gratitude by following the example of Mary, who was always pondering in her heart the good things that God was doing in her life. And this reference is to Luke 2, verse 19 and 51. Specifically, Mother Teresa followed this example through her fidelity to the examination of conscience. In other words, at the end of each day, she would ponder in her heart all the good things God had done for her that day and would reflect on how she was or was not fully responding to his love. And this idea of examination of conscience, it really gives us, I love this, because it gives us a new view of it. I know myself, I often think of the examination of conscience as just a focus on my sins. What did I do wrong? What didn't I do that I should have done?
How did I blow it?
Yeah, right. I know. And this is really starting with all the graces that you receive throughout the day. I know Father Gately encourages the Marian missionaries to do this every evening, go through the examine, and a huge part of it is looking at all the graces you received before you even start to delve into the how did I blow it today. So this really is just a wonderful sort of guide to examining our conscience.
Can I go back to the first two prayers, which is lend me your heart and keep me in your most pure heart? Can I just say for those out there that may not be at the point of feeling this, like, do you ever not feel like loving? I don't get this. I don't feel what I'm going through it, but I just don't feel it. We're on our way because, like Julie said the other day, does she feel like doing the dishes? But you know that you're loving by just getting up, opening the book,
continuing on,
receiving, just being open to hearing this, and it may show its way in some small act of charity today that you do for someone that is not what you want to do, and that's agape love. That's sacrifice, and we don't feel it. You don't feel it, and you've got it if you don't feel love. So it's a taste of Mary allowing you to feel the beauty of sacrificial love.
Well, I love that, lend me your heart, because I can look at my own heart and my motives are so mixed and impure. My attitude can be so yucky. And yet, when we look at Our Lady's heart, completely pure, without sin, that idea of a heart transplant sounds really good to me. You know, I just want to, you know, get that in me a little bit, Mary, because I know on my own, I can be really, really naughty and bad and ugly and dark and all of those things. We all have that in us. So I love this idea of the exchange of the hearts and then keeping me in her pure heart, you know, just under the protection of her mantle as I ponder what this means throughout the day, you know, doing fewer sins, committing less, having less difficulties in the day, I think would be the way that really impacts me.
And you mentioned a heart transplant. Many years back, I used to work on the heart transplant floor for our hospital as a physical therapist. And the key thing that would these patients would have to deal with is rejection of this heart that was not, you know, not theirs.
Compatible.
Compatibility. And what's interesting to understand by the word rejection is just not only our own sin, but just that we feel that we're not good enough, worthy, and how the devil wants to put that in us, that no, you couldn't possibly, you know, be this or take on this organ and have that kind of love. So it's a great analogy, Julie.
It is. It's good for the spiritual battle, because when you get closer to Our Lady and as we're consecrating, there are spiritual battles going on, and so we need to just say, get behind me, Satan, and keep moving forward. That's our goal here.
Let us ponder the word heart as we pray a decade of the Rosary.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I thirst not for water. I thirst for belief. I thirst for your gaze to wash over me. I'm lonely and broken. I'm weary for seeking.
Mary Beth and I are going to read through the chart that's on page 114 in 33 Days to Morning Glory. And these are the pieces of the covenant that Mother Teresa gave us, the 12 duties of Mary to us and then our 12 duties back to her. The first duty of Mary is to give of her spirit and heart to us.
And I will give a total gift of all that I have and am.
Number two, to possess, protect, and transform me is Mary's duty to me.
And I will have total dependence on her.
Mary's third duty is to inspire, guide, and enlighten me.
And I will have responsiveness to her spirit.
The fourth duty of Mary is to share her experience of prayer and praise. I will be faithful in prayer. Mary's fifth duty to us is responsibility for my sanctification. I will trust in her intercession. Mary will be responsible for all that befalls me. I will accept all that is coming from her. The seventh duty of Mary is to share with me her virtues. I will imitate her spirit. Mary will provide for my spiritual and material needs. I will have constant recourse to her. Mary's ninth duty is union with her heart. I will have remembrance of her presence. Mary will purify me and my actions. I will have purity of intentions and self-denial. The 11th duty of Mary is the right to dispose of me and my prayers and intercession and graces.
I will have the right to avail myself of her and her energies for the sake of the kingdom.
And the 12th duty and last of this covenant is for Mary to give me total freedom in and around me as she pleases in all things.
The right to enter into her heart to share her interior life.
You know, one of the things that I don't think I remember reading or hearing before, Mary Beth, was the one about her energies, my duty towards her, the number 11, the right to avail myself of her and her energies for the sake of the kingdom. Can you imagine her zeal and her gusto and her energy? I want to tap into that today. Michelle, was there one that stood out to you?
You know, number 8, just a rather simple one, to provide for my spiritual and material needs, makes me think about, actually before my consecration, but after I read St. Louis de Montfort's True Devotion, I had gone on a pilgrimage, and it was a Marian pilgrimage, and one of the huge things that I was praying for, I sort of gave my whole pilgrimage for two intentions, and one was financial provision for my family, because my father had lost a job that he had my entire life, so he had over 30 years, and I had really just offered it to Mary the entire time. And sure enough, a few weeks after my pilgrimage and a few weeks before I started 33 Days to Morning Glory for the first time, a position that was absolutely perfect for my father, and there's only one, opened up at the job that I was working at the time. And I just saw that as such a huge response to providing material needs, and not necessarily for me, but for my family, for my loved ones. And it was just a great example of where Mary provides not only for you when you give herself to you, but for the people that you love, the people that are on your heart as well. And I just thought it was a great example also because I have 6 brothers and sisters. A position could have opened up at any one of their jobs that was perfect for my dad, but it didn't. It opened up at mine because Mary wanted me to know and wanted my dad to know that it was her intercession that brought about that grace and that opportunity. And that's what stuck out. As soon as you read that, Julie, I was like, oh my goodness, this is it. She provides.
And this whole word to ponder, I just was watching my 4-year-old play with Legos yesterday, and he was building. And even before you even try to understand this chart, I mean, thank goodness for Scott Hahn and being able to unpack that word of covenant, because I don't think I ever understood it. And he's just done such a beautiful job of teaching us, especially from the laity perspective, of understanding covenant in very simplistic terms, being able to help us see it in salvation history related to our own life, is the covenant of marriage. And then you kind of build on that, and then you can kind of see, you know, when you talk about Mother Teresa and where she came from and the depth of her culture, then my eyes can see this chart. But it isn't until those building blocks, those little Legos get built, that it takes my brain to really embrace it, and it takes time. And it's like we need to have patience with ourselves as we feed our children a little bit as they grow from milk to baby food to salt, you know, solid food. Our Lord is doing that at whatever point you're at right this moment. You know, don't beat yourself up if you don't get all of this or you don't feel like you can embrace it all. It's just that just keep thinking one block at a time.
The part about Mary's duty number 2, to possess, protect, and transform me, I want to go back to one of the thoughts we had where in the previous podcast where Mary's job is to form other Christs. just like she formed Christ, you know, he was in her womb, and then as her child, she had formation with him and his humanity. She works with us as well in transforming us and putting us in that mold of Christ. And I really like that duty, and then the corresponding duty for me back to her is to depend on her, to allow her to work in my life and to form me in that way. And I think another one of the duties, number four, how do we become more and more formed, is that faithfulness to prayer. And that needs to become a daily habit, and some days are a lot easier than others, but we keep bringing that into our morning or evening, whenever it happens for each of us, and going deeper in prayer each day as we are able, and asking Mary to be with us as we pray and to help us form in that way. And so we'll conclude today with today's prayer, which is to spend the day pondering Mother Teresa's Marian teaching as it is summarized by these three words: thirst, heart, and covenant. Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta,
pray for us.
Amen.
Let's take a few minutes now and pay close attention to the word covenant. Ponder that word as we pray a decade of the Rosary.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I thirst not for water. I thirst for belief. I thirst for your gaze to wash over me. Forsaken, why have you
If you've been following along with De Montfort's consecration preparation, you'll see why Father Gately says it turns into a bit of a prayer marathon. On day 32, he begins by reading Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis, Book 2, Chapter 7, of Love of Jesus Above All Things. He then reads from True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. I'm going to read just a short paragraph here of what he has written on fisheaters.com. There are some very sanctifying interior practices for those souls who feel called by the Holy Spirit to a high degree of perfection. They may be expressed in four words: doing everything through Mary, with Mary, in Mary, and for Mary, in order to do it more perfectly through Jesus, with Jesus, in Jesus, and for Jesus. Next, he has you read the two paragraphs on through Mary and with Mary. And again, if you'd like to find these readings and prayers that we're just touching base on lightly here during our consecration preparation, you can find them at fisheaters.com. He again prays the Litany of the Holy Ghost, followed by Ave Maria Stella, the Litany of the Holy Name of Jesus, St. Louis de Montfort's Prayer to Jesus, and O Jesus, Living in Mary. We're going to pray together right now the O Jesus, Living in Mary. O Jesus, Living in Mary, come and live in thy servants, in the spirit of thy holiness, in the fullness of thy might, in the truth of thy virtues, in the perfection of thy ways, in the communion of thy mysteries. Subdue every hostile power in thy spirit, for the glory of the Father. Amen. And we're going to conclude today's program with Ave Maria Stella being sung by Mary and Grace, and the Litany of the Holy Name of Jesus sung in Latin.
Hail, bright star of ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin,
Oh. Yeah.